is Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines. The information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next segment, Joe Mendez, one of thousands to have his guns taken in California, and they won't tell him why they took them. We'll see if he's found anything out since we talked to him a few days ago. He'll join us on the show coming up. Here is our own David Knight's report to give you the intel on it before we go to him after the break.
This morning, NPR carried a gung-ho report on gun confiscation in California. They accompanied a gang of government employees as they went about confiscating guns, as they put it, one by one.
We're riding in a caravan of four unmarked trucks through the bedroom communities of the San Francisco East Bay. The trucks carry nine state agents wearing bulletproof vests and armed with 40 caliber Glock pistols and tasers. They'll spend the next 6 hours looking for illegal guns.
Well, isn't that exciting and fun? But one thing that was missing from the NPR report was the constitutional perspective. Also missing was what it feels like to be on the receiving end of that. We have someone, Joe Mendez, who had this happen to him in California, and he gives a perspective of what it feels like to have your constitutional rights violated.
Immediately, I got two M16 machine gun rifles within 5 inches from my face on both sides. One cop came up with his gun in my face, and the other one proceeded to put my hands behind my back, conducted a raid on my house, and placed me under arrest for the sole purpose of owning and possessing assault rifles, which were legal to own. They illegally came about 14 agents deep, and they lured me out of my house. They concocted a story, and they told my wife in the morning when she woke up, a phony CHP car shows up and tells my wife, hey, your car was involved in a hit and run last night. We're taking a report.
And who are these people that NPR is so excited about having their guns confiscated?
His team will visit the homes of 11 people who are considered armed and prohibited persons, people on the so-called apps list. They are all people who at one time purchased firearms legally.
Armed and prohibited persons. Armed and prohibited persons. APPs. They've even got an acronym for it.
These assault rifles were purchased in the 1980s, and they are fabricated from 1984 and late 1960s to 70s.
These are people who purchased firearms legally, but now California has decided that they've lost a right to own a gun. Well, what does it take to lose your right in California? A felony conviction. Well, there's a lot of felonies on the books. Even things like releasing balloons on a beach can be a felony. You could have a complaint in a domestic dispute, or even a minor misdemeanor conviction. Well, to paraphrase Pastor Martin Niemöller, first they came for the people with nonviolent felony convictions, then they came for the people with misdemeanor convictions. NPR is proud of the fact that California is cross-checking what they call, quote, an extensive, constantly updated database. The NRA initially supported this law, but now even they are opposing it. For instance, if you are in a fight and you admit to being in the fight, you can lose your right to own guns and find yourself being SWAT teamed to confiscate your guns. And what does this tell us about the government's priorities?
A couple of months before, there was a guy who was renting here who we couldn't get rid of. He was cooking meth, actually cooking drugs, illegal drugs, in his apartment here. We called the Citrus Heights Police Department, and the police said, even if he had all of the drugs laid out on the table, and we caught him doing it, there we couldn't do anything about it because there's no budget to press arrests on drugs.
Governor Jerry Brown is expanding this program, hiring 36 agents at a cost of $24 million. That's about $670,000 per agent. Why does the government ignore crime and attack peaceful gun owners? Could that money be better spent on stopping violent crime? But NPR tells us it's tedious, expensive, and time-consuming work for dozens of armed agents to ambush gun owners one by one. This is where gun registration leads, to gun confiscation. The point of gun registration is gun confiscation.
They believe that they are the only ones that should possess firearms.
Owning a gun is not a crime. The criminals are those who violate the Constitution and their oath of office to confiscate the guns of peaceful gun owners.
You, too, must abide by the law, and you haven't been abiding by the law in a long time.
For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with Joe Mendez on the other side live.
dozens of... How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
KLN, Los Angeles, Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, here in the second hour tonight, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to shift gears into the attack on our basic liberties here in the Republic and how Homeland Security has been set up as a fifth branch of the military to get around the Constitution and Posse Comitatus to basically absorb the old Republic. And DrudgeReport.com has a link to a story in the documents with Judicial Watch. This is public documents now. They sued to get them. Department of Defense teaches that anyone promoting states' rights or liberty is the enemy. And the troops are taught that they are the enemy. So we're going to be going over that report and reading some of those quotes coming up. I'm also going to get more into what a Syria open war could turn into with NATO and U.S. assets bombing the military facilities and front lines to allow al-Qaeda to fully take over the country when they're committing such massive atrocities that our media won't even cover and that they call protests or activism when they blow up a church or whatever. And the fact that our government and other governments have been caught staging stuff like this before. I mean, it's real death from nerve gas. But the very rebels have been caught staging it before. And that's not just me saying that. That's the UN. That's NATO has been forced to admit it. But it's like, that's okay, rebels. You know, you tried. Yahoo had to admit it back in January. They got caught staging an event. BBC's been caught showing fake photos of dead people. I believe they really killed people, but BBC's been caught showing fake photos from a different war. And that's in the London Telegraph today. So we know there's a bunch of war propaganda going on here. We'd be insane not to ask questions. And I see a lot of sock puppet disinfo on InfoWars.com in the comments going, you traitor, how dare you say no one died? I never said that. You traitor, how dare you be for nerve-gassing children? Oh, like the babies thrown out of the incubators by Saddam? That wasn't true? That's now admitted to have been fake? To launch that whole war and all the horrible things that have happened out of it? I mean, this is getting ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to talk more about that. And I've got some economic news and political news I want to get to as well. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to premiere a report that John Bowne did Friday that didn't air on the nightly news yet because he got back right before it went on the news. We're going to premiere a disgusting research piece we did. You know, Mark Dice, who contributes to InfoWars.com, media commentator, he lives in L.A., so he goes out to the beach And we've been sent the unedited video, some of these clips of it in Obama Deception 2. What you see is the people he talks to. He just edits out, you know, in between interviews. So if nine people say, yes, we should kill all old people for Obamacare, that's really the people that said that. Or if 9 out of 10 people say we should arrest all gun owners and all Republicans and all veterans, that's actually what was. It's not like we're going out and trying to find idiots. We sent Leanne McAdoo out a few months ago, and she went downtown to the pedestrian bridge over the Colorado River, Lady Bird Lake or whatever it's named today, really the Colorado River. It's all the lies in the society. I mean, they might as well just call it the Candy Lake River or something. I mean, whatever. Whatever they name it this month. And it was like 12 out of 13 people, when we counted it up, said, yes, ban water for Obama. If we said we want to ban hydrogen monoxide for the earth, 12 people signed it, including guys bragging, yeah, I got a chemistry degree from Cornell. I'm real smart. How you doing there, honey? You know. I mean, it is amazing how dumb and unconscious the public is. We went out and almost everyone in Austin signed a petition to have all the guns taken. I mean, and folks, if you go to a Democratic trendy area, if we go to a conservative area like Dripping Springs, heck, I want you to go do that and compare it, because I know I live out there. Everyone will say, never arrest whoever says that. You go to UT, you go to downtown Austin, you go to a trendy area, SoCo, with the Californians. Ladies and gentlemen, these are authoritarian, like Stepford Wife pod people or something. I mean, if you say it's for Obama, they will sign anything. Mark Dice has said, you know, we're going to kill babies after they're born for Obama. Boom. Yes, sir. Let me sign that. We're going to arrest Tea Partiers and put them in forced labor camps. Absolutely, they're bad. Let me sign that. I mean, these are a cult of sicko freaks. I mean, they are dangerous, folks. They are not liberals. Now, we're going to go to him here for a moment, come back to him in the next segment. I just want to tell you what's coming up. I always say what's coming up and just start reporting it all right there. That's my problem. Joe Mendez, we'll put the Bloomberg headline up from a few months ago. Gun confiscation begins in California. California seizes guns as owners lose right to keep their arms. And in the article, it admits that they don't tell you why they're there. They can just claim that when you were in the Army, you collapsed once and they said it was PTSD. Or they can just say, oh, you had a misdemeanor now, even though that's not law and they take them. But they won't tell you. And this is all over the country. This is happening. It's really bad in California with these federal grants. And so I want gun owners to know what you're facing now. Courts are now saying that when a divorce proceeding starts, they may make you turn your guns in, just in case you might do something bad. It's kind of like one rodeo clown wears an Obama mask and runs from the bull. They say that's a threat on Obama. No, that's what rodeo clowns do. That's part of the act. And all of them in the state of Missouri have to take $300 to $1,000, it depends, sensitivity training federally. So they're all guilty for something that isn't even illegal the guy did. Same thing. Just, oh, we're just here. We're just a SWAT team. We're going to take your gun. And as of our video report we did last Thursday on this, he had not still found out about the August 7th raid more than a week before, why they raided him. The court won't tell him why they've got his guns, what he's charged with. This is the new 1984. So in a nutshell, Joe, tell folks what happened to you. We're going to come back and break down the whole story, because you also say in the jail it was mainly other people like you. So this is a persecution. Like in Nazi Germany, it was the Jews and the gypsies and the Christians. Now it's gun owners. So, it's Joe Mendez today. It's Alex Jones tomorrow. Joe, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Alex. Happy to be here. Yeah, on August 7th, between 10:30 and 11, agents of the ATF, California Highway Patrol, and members of the Sacramento Sheriff's Police Department conducted a raid on our house. I'm sure you guys saw the video. They told my wife that morning that our car had been involved in a hit-and-run crime the night before, which was very much a lie, because I never go to sleep before 4. I do a lot of training and research, and I also have a hobby that I do. I build World War II historical models, and I train my body never to go to sleep before 4 or 5 in the morning. I can sleep for a couple of hours, five hours, and then I get up and begin my day. She called me that morning and told me there's a police officer here who needs to take a statement from you because our car was involved in a hit and run last night. And I said, how can that be when the car never moved? That's very strange.
So they gave you a false report, which if a citizen did that, it's a felony.
Yes, it was a false report. This whole thing started on a lie. I proceeded to come down from our condominium into the office where there was one, which I could notice was a CHP officer there on the radio, and he told me, hi, how are you? And he was all really nice and everything. And I said, so what's this all about? And he's like, yeah, last night your car was involved in a hit and run, but you have nothing to worry about because it was a black man, he said, and you're not black.
All right,
right?
Stay there. This gets only more bizarre. And we're going to come back. You've got video of it all. This is on record. Done nothing wrong. This happens to you. They took your gun. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I get high on freedom, ladies and gentlemen. Reading some quotes by George Washington. That's the drug for me. My heart. Kickstart a patriot's heart. You need to kickstart America's heart. All right, now, Joe Mendez, just a recap. This has been in the news now. They're like, well, of course, no criminal record, no felonies, Family Guy. They come arrest him, tell him it's because a black man used his car to run over somebody. He's going to finish the story here, but I'm just recapping it so you get the whole story. Disappearing. Now he's learned they're saying his guns are illegal. And I know California law, I know the federal law, folks. These are legally semi-auto guns bought in the 80s. And they don't care. They are making the determination, as the ATF's done before outside of law until Congress stops them, to take them. And now the ATF, to warn everyone, is saying your AR-15, if it's an older Colt type, M16 that's semi-auto, they might take those. It's got a bayonet lug. This is how scary it is when these folks are outside the law. So Joe Mendez, you've also got your great YouTube channel, which is why I think they went after you. They've been really persecuting veterans and conservatives, libertarians as well. But it's Warrior for God 13. It's a great YouTube site. Go back to the state police guys out there. He's on his radio. Goes, you have nothing to worry about. We had a report of a hit and run in your car with a black guy. And then continue with what happened to you, sir.
He's like, you're not a black guy, right? I said, no. He goes, then you got nothing to worry about. And he calls into his radio and he says, I have a Joe Mendez here. And as soon as he said that, all hell broke loose. About three agents rushed into the door of the office, and two of them proceeded to put their M16 machine guns 5 inches away from my head on each side. The other guy grabbed my arms and put them to the back and said, don't you move. And then the guys with the machine guns yelled at me, don't move. And I looked at them, and they were more nervous than I was. I didn't even have an idea what was going on, why this was happening to me. And I said, what is going on? And they said, shut up. And I said, I have a right to know why I'm being arrested. And they said, be quiet. Is there anybody else in the house? And I said, no, just our dogs or whatever. So they took me outside, and then they proceeded to interrogate. Two of them stayed inside and were interrogating my wife, trying to turn her against me now that later on I found out. And outside, they sat me down. I didn't want to sit down. And I said, I demand to know what's going on. It's my legal right to know if I'm being arrested. And one guy said, there's a warrant for the search of your condo and an arrest. And I said, why? Why is there a warrant? And he said, we'll tell you later. And to this day, they won't give me the probable cause that led to the judge to sign the warrant to search my house, to arrest me and confiscate my firearms. I believe they're trying to railroad me. The public defender, the first one I got, the first thing he said is, we go in with the mentality of let's make a deal. And I said, I'm not making any deal. I have nothing.
Oh, yeah. He works with them just like the judge. And I was reading your case. They admit California got the lion's share per capita of the federal raid money to have the local police go under the feds with the ATF. So basically the story here is the ATF is deputizing and giving hazard pay so these cops can make an extra $60,000, $70,000 a year on top of their $70,000 a year on average out in California. They can make more than a doctor doing this evil work if people ask why they're doing it. And we're seeing cases confirmed where you've got the Rutherford Institute suing and others over it, where veterans with no criminal record who were talk show hosts say, I think Obama's a traitor. And the police show up and they say, we're doing a commitment outside of law. And then they go, we're never letting you go until you admit you're mentally ill and sign an agreement to turn your guns in. So the persecution, the purge has already begun. But the corporate press is not going to tell people. And mainline conservative talk show hosts won't talk about this. I know they copy everything I do, so maybe they'll pick up on it and do it now. But we need to do a nightly news report this week showing the dozens of prominent cases in the last month of this. And this is just outrageous, sir, because I've looked at the documents. I've seen them on your site. The guns you had, I went and looked at the federal law and California law. They're legal. You just can't sell these anymore. Nope. And so you can't sell them in California anymore, but your guns, this is amazing. I mean, none of us are safe. This is incredible.
It has started. Everything, I've been talking about this stuff for years, and people would say that I was nuts and this and that. Well,
that's why they targeted you. You're well-spoken. You're reaching out to people in California. Hundreds of thousands of people are coming to your channel. They're watching what you say. You're a patriot. That's why they did this to you.
Yes, yes, they're targeting us. When I got to jail, Alex, I didn't talk much because I don't want to say anything, but I was listening to the conversations in there, and I figured about 70 to 75% of us that were in there that day were for one violation or the other, and I found out that they came to everybody's house to apprehend them that day. Now, I went on CalGuns.net because I'm looking for a lawyer to help me that's affordable. I have no money. I lost my job over this, and me and my wife, it took all the resources.
Why don't you contact, I'll get you in contact with the Rutherford Institute. People should support you. But here's what you need to know, sir. There's your damages right there. Because these scum employment places and bosses, I mean, I've seen it where the guy that was pulling the rabbit out of the hat in Missouri, 20-year famous magician, he went to a library, they were painting to be there. They sent the feds in with badges that he was wrong for not having the proper forms, and he lost that business. This is what they do. And now you've lost your job because, oh, my gosh, this guy's got guns. That's how Nazi Germany started. We've got to stand with you or they're going to come after all of us. But absolutely, sir, you've already got damages, the fact that you lost your job over this. What does your boss say to you? You're just too evil now.
Pretty much, to be honest with you, that's another thing. We contacted them, my wife did, so that she could pick up my last check. They wouldn't return our calls. It took like 2 weeks for them to even acknowledge me and finally send my last paycheck and stuff like that. Yeah, everybody's turning their back, and this is going to happen to everybody. This is what we've been talking about. This is here now.
That's right. And a lot of people are going to hear this, and they're going to buckle under, and then they're going to lose everything. You got to stand against tyranny now. It's happening everywhere. And so many veterans I know, when they come and throw them in the loony bin for no reason because they've been criticizing the government, their friends and family say, come on, go along with it. And then the feds call their job and get them fired so that they're destitute. I mean, this is how Hitler did this the first 5 years before he started really rounding people up. Is he cut everybody off financially. He took their guns, and then he did this.
Yes. Well, it's like I was telling my friend, I feel like they're starting to do gun sweeps and try to move the legal abiding citizens that are armed out of the way so that when the hammer drops, there's not going to be any opposition. Everybody's just going to file in and do exactly as.
Well, sir, you saw Katrina, tens of thousands, high and dry areas, not just New Orleans. The feds went to the richest houses, blew up the safes, took the guns, and arrested the people that were there legally and lawfully. This is about a monopoly of force. I want to come back and get your take on where this goes from here. But, folks, this is happening everywhere. And they are coming after gun owners. They're coming into gun shops here in Austin that are scared to come on air and saying, you're going to report on people buying guns, even though it's already on record what they buy. And you're going to file reports. They're suspicious so we can SWAT team them. And they're like, I'm not going to do that. Well, then we're going to raid you. I mean, this is secret police stuff, folks. They want them to bear false witness.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. you. Only at NFUSA.org.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
I'll say this for all you people that love big government and get reflected glory out of it and are marveling at the rise of worldwide tyranny. If you want big government, if you want tyranny, you're going to get front row seats to it. I really feel sorry for all the useful idiots out there. Homeland Security, I've now learned from multiple sources what Michael Hastings was looking into. He was looking into a bunch of stuff, but it was Operation Endgame, working with, well, I'm going to get more into it tomorrow, but the point is it was Operation Endgame, a DHS program. He was working with Barrett Brown and others looking into how they were planning to use Rex 84 program under the auspices of the new Endgame operation. By the way, there'll be feds having to go into work tonight over what I'm saying on air. There's alarms going off right now that I'm even saying this. But I'll just go ahead and throw this out at you right now. Operation Endgame, tied into Rex 84. Special Ops will know what I'm talking about right now. I'll get more into this tomorrow and details exactly what it all means. That's one of the things that really made the feds go completely ape with the Rolling Stone Associated Editor. And basically, it's using the federal task forces that they've set up, working with local police. They use rounding up illegals as the cover, just like Rex 84 called for in 1986 that came out in congressional testimony. They've actually set that up as the cover grid for the training to round up gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, and people that are seen as political dissidents. And what's amazing about this is now actually in the public army manuals. Just type in re-education camp army manual. You'll be on army.mil. It's all actually in plain view. It's so hard for me to even believe it, though. Now, I don't know if they're going to pull the trigger on this. I don't think they can get away with it, even with a false flag. So they probably won't. But they are all over New York State, California, Michigan, and other areas the feds control, taking people's guns by the hundreds every day that are totally legal. They'll take veterans that, you know, are business people with no criminal record and throw them in a mental institution for 6 months and force drug them till they sign papers agreeing to have their guns taken. We've had the people on the show. There's civil rights groups suing over this. I mean, they are persecuting us bad. And, you know, we talk to somebody like Joe Mendez. It just freaks me out to realize how deep we are into this. And I'm even gotten kind of acclimated that it's okay. Just by increment, you wake up and you're in Nazi Germany. You're in Soviet Russia. Mr. Mendez, we're almost out of time. I want to get you back up for 30, 40 minutes or a full hour later in the week. Your story is just incredible. I'm going to play a piece here in a minute in Austin where everyone we talked to, I think except for one person, said, yes, take everyone's guns. America's been taken over. I mean, it's dangerous, and you've been persecuted for no reason. I've seen your court documents. They won't even say why. Your guns are clearly legal. It really scares me that we've gone this far and that other libertarians and conservatives aren't fighting back. How do people visit your YouTube? Closing comments.
My channel is Warrior, the number 4, God 13. And I'm going to touch off a little bit on what you just said about Homeland Security. And what people don't know about this is that 3 months before I was apprehended, the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security visited my oldest son in Southern California due to my video. And the mom didn't know her rights, so she left the door open, and they stormed in there, and they ransacked his room, and they tried to get him to confess. He does not own firearms. He doesn't have equipment. I have all of his equipment, all of that stuff. But they were trying to strong-arm him into admitting something he didn't.
Yeah, you're an American man who is armed and protecting their family and a hard-working member of society who's politically active, and you've been targeted.
Yes. Yes. And so has my family. Yes.
Well, we're going to stand with you. Guys, get him set back up for a full hour later in the week. I want to open the phones up and brainstorm on this in the next few days. And folks contacting, what's your email for any lawyers that want to help you?
My email address is housedealer1313@yahoo.com, and I set up a GoFundMe account with Warrior for God 13, Joe Mendez. If you want to help, I need all the help I can get because I'm first in the ring to fight this people, and I need as much help as I can get.
Absolutely, sir. If we don't stand with you, we are all begging for it. And if big banks are already taking houses that they've never even had a deed to that are paid for, none of us are safe. They're already taking all the pension funds. The criminals are robbing the country, the foreign banks. They're getting ready for bail-ins to take over our private bank accounts. It's all being announced, and they want to demonize gun owners ahead of starting a civil war. I want peace, and it's time for the police and military to say no to all this, but citizens have to back them up. Even NSA people are saying, hey, we don't like doing this. It's Congress's fault, and it is Congress's fault. They act like they don't know what's going on because they don't want to get in trouble. We have to restore the republic. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
All right. Here is John Bowne's report talking to Austinites while they sign a petition to take everyone's guns. Here it is.
They're going to start arming the TSA in malls and airports and bus stations, train stations, and so a lot of those guns could go to law-abiding TSA agents that need them.
By the way, people are signing while he says this.
Go to the TSA agents that need them.
Yeah.
In the airports and in sporting events, that they're unarmed right now and they could be in a lot of danger if there's any terrorist activity. So.
I agree with all that.
Do you support Lee Leffingwell? Because we've even made the joke with him that we would melt the guns down and make him a RoboCop uniform to go door to door to confiscate those guns.
I am totally against people having guns.
Yeah.
Period.
Some of these people actually have firearms, and some of them have a good amount of firearms, so they're actually safely going door to door and getting those firearms in California. So that's what we want to support here.
Making sure that.
Every Austinite signed to take
our
guns.
Absolutely.
We are savage authoritarians.
Ma'am, do you have a second to sign a petition? It's for peace on the streets. It's an initiative here in Austin, Texas-wide. It's to reduce firearms, yeah. And then we'd also like to support Obama's foreign policy by getting those guns and getting them into the hands of people that actually can use them, that have professional experience like Syrian rebels or the TSA.
Mm-hmm. She's signing right there. It says to confiscate all guns in Austin.
The TSA is now going into a program where they're going to be armed. So.
There's a shooting in my town in Georgia just yesterday.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, that's right. Outside of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, you're helping, so thank you. You guys interested in signing an initiative for peace on the streets here in Texas? And what we'd like to do is get those guns and get them in the hands of the TSA or in order for Obama's Syrian rebel policy over there in Syria to get those in the hands of the Syrian rebels. And rather than in the hands of lunatics, you know, that have...
And this guy agrees to give the guns to Al-Qaeda right here.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Excuse me, do you have a second to sign a petition to keep peace on the streets? Basically an initiative similar to the one
zombies
in California where they're going door to door getting guns from people.
These people don't deserve freedom.
Backgrounds.
You know what my family does, though?
And so on.
And this country's just full of idiots.
What we'd like to do is... Right here is fine.
Okay. Yeah.
What we'd like to do is support Obama's foreign policy initiative in Syria. Oh, yeah, is that? Yeah. And get those weapons either into the hands of American agents like the TSA or into the hands of the Syrian rebels that we support. Into the hands of some other unmentionables, such as Al-Qaeda, but we do support them.
Continue signing.
So it's good to get those.
Sure. People who need them.
Who need them, yeah, absolutely. The TSA, who they're now arming in the airports and so on, just to keep us safer.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Take care.
We'll be right back. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Up on InfoWars.com, we filed a report. Leanne McAdoo got back today from outside St. Louis. The headline is St. Charles Overpass Protest to Impeach Obama goes off without a hitch. And that's a nice headline, but I'm going to call the writer that put that out right when the show ends here in 15 minutes and say, listen, the essence of this is the state police said all over the state, you're not allowed to protest on the street corner of the overpass without a permit. It can impede traffic when the state law doesn't say that, and bullied and beat up and choked and arrested people that we had on this week who were going back this week. And hundreds of people showed up this week, and I sent reporters up there, and the state police didn't show up. And there was no wreck on the interstate, except one down the road where a couch fell off a truck and caused a wreck. We got video of all that. So the headline would be, police who banned protest in Obama protest in Missouri, back off. Because that's really what that is. And I meant to mention earlier in the broadcast, that's the solution here to these tyrants. When the Missouri State Police come out and say all gun owners are terrorists, as they did 5 years ago, that's when we first learned about these federal documents that they had, there was laws passed in the State House they couldn't do that. The governor got in trouble. The lieutenant governor got in trouble. Now they have truth squads saying you're not allowed to criticize Obama. That's illegal. I've actually played those newscasts here. Just type in Obama truth squads, Missouri. You'll get mainstream newscasts with straight faces going, you do not criticize him and say he's not a Christian, or you will be arrested. You know, stuff like that. I mean, directly out of a dystopian Stephen King novel or something, like The Running Man. So over the top, it's hard to believe. And so I sent two of my reporters up there, and they got back today, this morning. They were up there yesterday, and we'll have that report tomorrow for you, at least by the nightly news, maybe even during the radio show tomorrow. I'll have that, you know, the video and the audio for folks, but so look for that. But that's a victory. They showed back up to say, hey, go ahead, there's more of us now, arrest us. And then, you know, 20 of us are there, you arrest some of us, 200 show up. You arrest 200, 5,000 show up. And some police chiefs showed up locally and said they thought it was wrong, were part of the demonstration. Some other police, some state police, I'm told, in plain clothes, off-duty show up, said, we support you. So we're here to create a debate within these departments about why are you violating people's rights? These are your rights, too. You really want to grow up in a country like this where you choke people who didn't do anything? Well, there's incredible video. So that video is up on Infowars.com, the audio, all of it, the text articles. St. Charles overpass protest to impeach Obama goes off without hitch. The headline should be, state police who banned Obama protest last week back off this week. Because that's the essence. That's why we went, to see if they would do it again and to stand with these people. That's why we did that. That's why we have this show. It's why we do what we do. By the way, support the broadcast so I can have more reporters, more researchers, more writers. Get the satellite up, links up for the TV show that's about to go syndicated. The studios we're finishing. We're fully maxed out here. The best films, the best Patriot information, the best Patriot apparel, pro-Second Amendment, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsHealth.com for the Beyond Tangy Tangerine discounted. Just all of it. InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Subscribe to the magazine. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. If you believe in what we're doing, please stand with us. Because it is so creepy when you see man on the streets nationwide, not just California, not just Austin, Texas, but all over the country, where if you say, for Obama, we're going to kill babies up to age 3, they all sign. People that speak perfect English, black, white, Hispanic, doesn't matter. Asian, doesn't matter. We're going to take all the gun owners, Mark Dice has done this, and put them in forced labor camps or take their gun. Yes, I don't like them. These are sick, free. These are enemies. Weird little, you know, welfare shuffling blobs or government workers that are like, we're going to arrest the gun owners. Yeah, I want to do, this is amazing. I mean, if I hate your guts, I won't do anything nasty to you behind your back or even in your face. Imagine just like, let's give guns to Al-Qaeda and let's take all the guns from the citizens. I mean, it's just, as long as you say Obama, they will do, and talk at an NPR, oh, it's for Obama, we're going to take all the guns, door-to-door gun confiscation. They go, and they start doing this weird little dance like they're a bird hypnotized by a snake. They're like, John Bound, you've done a lot of these men on the streets. I mean, that's who you got. That, how freaked out? Were you laughing? Were you about to cry? You look like, if you watch the video, it looked like you were about to laugh. What was happening, John Bound?
You start getting used to it. This one, I wasn't as shocked as I was in the beginning because the first time I did it was with Mark Dice, and it's amazing.
Out in L.A.
And it's amazing how they just come out of the woodwork. There was only one person that disagreed with me, and it was a World War II veteran. And that, I have that video on my own channel. And he disagrees with me at the end. He kicks sand at me. He's just, you know, making.
Well, that's incredible. World War II vet stands up against tyranny.
But
listen, give folks your InfoWars channel, but it needs to be on the main channel. In fact, if you want to stay late, edit that into the other idiots. And make the point that only one person, because I know you said one person out of dozens, you know, said, no, we shouldn't take the guns. And it was a World War II vet. That is sensational for liberty.
The channel is War for Your Mind HD, and it's Alex Jones InfoWars channel. And I am going to go down to Dripping Springs this week and talk to people that actually have guns and know the Constitution. I guarantee.
Yeah, yeah. Just 10 miles from these mindless authoritarian jellyfish that think they're liberal. Just show the difference. I guarantee it'll be night and day. But we'll see if I'm right. And then we'll air that next Sunday here.
Sounds good.
Voila. There you go. So, I mean, I saw you kind of got into it. Was it fun to join the Borg and just go, hand over guns, work for Al-Qaeda?
Well, yeah, you go into that drone mode, you know. Instead of being excited about liberty and let's do something, you go into, well, you know, you're ready to sign here, send the guns over.
Well, I want to go out like we already did and say, we're going to kill babies up to age 3 for Obama. Beat their brains out with sledgehammers. They just start signing.
Yeah, once they start signing, this is what Mark Dice told me, is that once they start signing, you've got them.
They won't admit they're wrong. They won't admit they're wrong. That's the thing. Like someone who wants to be conned, once they're hooked, will never admit they're wrong. It's Stockholm Syndrome. Like, you should go further and say, and then we're going to kill you after we take the guns. They'll still sign.
Will you die for Obama? Hey, will you sign here to destroy the United States?
Hi, we're going to put gun owners in wood chippers. What, you're not liberal? I mean, you should trendy.
And Leanne McAdoo had an idea to give away sheep, or, you know, stuffed animal sheep.
Buy some online. Yes. And then say, bring your guns in. It's legal to do a gun buyback. Just say, you know, and have it there and then give them a stuffed sheep. Or how about actual lamb chops? Of like, this is what happens once you turn your guns in historically. You get chopped up by the wolves like lamb. Here's your lamb chop.
Where do I sign?
With like some of that, you know, jelly. All right, bro. You know, I didn't have time to get to this. I'm going to do it tomorrow at the start of the 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern show. Friday, it was 1 p.m., and I was in the break room getting a glass of Joe. And CNN's going, the polar bears are all dying. They can't swim. The Arctic is all melting. I mean, we have the video right now. And they go, look at this satellite shot. And they show during the summer when they always have the northern passage. It's been written about for over 1,000 years. It shrinks. In the summer, it gets smaller. In the winter, it gets bigger. You know, like, oh, we're going to have icebreakers. It's the fall to get through the northern passage. And they actually say on the piece, you know, the same lie that polar bears can't swim, they're the greatest land animal swimmer. They go out on the ice floes to hunt seal, and their number, I'm going to show all this tomorrow. I've printed all the articles. They're up fivefold from the last census. There's never been this many polar bears in northern Russia, northern Europe, Canada, North Pole. I mean, they are crawling. And they get on there and say, pay Al Gore carbon tax or the polar bears will all die. That's how dumb they think you are. And Obama gets up on TV and says, there's not even an allegation the NSA is spying on you. When it's all admitted, when it's all on record, they're persecuting the media, whistleblowers, citizens, pro-life groups, Associated Press. Members of Congress are tapped to spy on him. I mean, it's all completely illegal. And he gets up there and is so arrogant and smiles about it. These con men get off on lying. My dad would always tell me, growing up, he said, son, there's people who'd rather steal a dollar from you than make $1 million with you. They love being nasty. They love being double dealing because it's their nature.
There are no allegations, and I am very confident, knowing the NSA and how they operate, that purposely somebody's out there trying to abuse this program.
There you go. Great job of the crew. Thank you, listeners, for all your support. Infowars.com is the main website. I didn't get into George Washington. The DOD is teaching George Washington is bad. That document is up on Infowars.com right now. Red Link will cover it tomorrow.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 2237.